trouble, they'll say our name. We're not that bad, kind of okay. We'll help out, but only for pay. Heroes of mediocrity.
Let's do it.
All right, so last time on Heroes of Mediocrity.
Heroes of Mediocrity.
Feels like it's been a while.
Been 2 weeks.
Yeah, about 2 weeks. Jason's character did some weird stuff with John.
Just keep bringing it up.
Of course. No, you're the one that brought it up.
Oh, the one guy, yeah.
Yeah, you were part of it too.
Let's do the podcast.
Yeah.
Get the recap.
So yeah, and then they went and checked out the Steve Palace, the Shrine of Steve.
Some of us were more inspired than others.
The Russian Icelandic Scotsman was doing circles with his axe.
Yeah.
Axes, yeah, plural.
Learned the axe.
The windmill technique.
So we are in Dragonia now.
You guys are in Dragonia. If I remember correctly, you guys just got sent up to see Arcanon, right?
I don't know.
No, we just got to the church, I thought.
No, it went white or whatever. Right as we...
Yeah, somebody got a cool sword. I don't remember who it was.
That was last time.
Oh, that was Wyzik. Wyzik got the awesome sword. Yeah.
Wyzik got the sword.
Yeah.
And now this is the god of the harvest.
Let's make fun of him.
What is it? Arcanon? Oh, is that
right.
Yes, the name? And he is very happy.
So yeah, they start.
Jeez.
So yeah, you guys, bright light, and now you are standing in front of a giant pillars and a big building looking thing.
Like Roman built type?
Yeah.
Or is it Greek?
And on each side, in the center, is a big guy that looks like a minotaur. And on each side is there's two guys that are dressed up like minotaurs, off as guards standing on either side of them.
Dressed up like minotaurs, or
it'd be more bad bull rather than badass.
So they're humans dressed as
no, they're minotaurs.
Ha ha ha! For some reason, that took me a moment.
What are you guys doing here?
We were looking for the hippie god.
I'll look up, look around. I'm not
I
sure.
Don't know what
we just.
Talking about.
I think you brought us here.
What are you doing in Dragonia, in my territory?
Your brother sent us.
Oh, is this a minotaur talking to us, or?
Yes.
Oh, never mind.
Awesome.
Learning the ways of Steve.
Learning the ways of Steve. Huh?
I'm so tired. My head is not working properly. I swear. We're here to try and stop.
Yarel.
What's his? Yarel.
Whoa. We're not stopping Yarel.
Yarel sent you?
No.
Yes.
Orden
sent you. Orden
sent you. Yeah, we've got something of his.
Well, Yarel, sword.
Watch it with that, son.
Oh, I'm not coming near you. I like you too much.
What exactly is it you guys want from me?
We are trying to stop Yarel's
reign.
Reign of, terror. And he seems to be trying. He wanted us. We've contacted him, unfortunately. And he wanted us to help take out his brothers and sisters so that he could have control and reign over the entire world.
Sounds like URL.
We don't really like that idea. So we were trying to enlist the help of you and your brothers and sisters to stop him.
What makes you guys think that you are capable of stopping Yara?
Someone has to do something.
Well, this is going to help from your brother.
I don't know.
That'll help, but I don't know if that will be enough.
Exactly, and that's why we've come to you, thinking that you could maybe give us either some information or some help stop him.
You're a boon like your brother gave us a sword did.
You want to help us fight him? I mean, it would be cool having a god on our side. You know,
we would like
your help. I cannot fight my brother.
Can you resurrect the great Steve then?
We don't know where Steve is.
Wait,
so he's not buried in the shrine.
He's not dead? What?
I don't know where Steve is.
We lost track of him 20 years ago.
Wait.
We would like your blessing.
You guys are capable of fighting Yarel before.
But wait, aren't you a god? Don't you supposedly know all that?
Haven't you heard of the great Heroes of Mediocrity?
Wizard of Vanda?
Do you challenge me, son?
No, not at all. I would just... I don't understand these new gods.
I challenge you. I'm a great Wizard of Vanda. Step down from your throne, or whatever he's sitting in. Is he sitting?
Don't listen to him. He's not really challenging you.
Too late. I'm challenging him.
No, he's an idiot.
He snaps his fingers, and you now have uncontrollable flatulence.
Oh, man.
Wait, that's punishment for all of us.
Oh my god,
you should keep your members in check. And you, sir.
Dang it, Boris.
Questioning the judgment of a god.
I'm stepping away from him.
He snaps his fingers and your ears and eyes start bleeding.
Oh. I look up in horror at my hands like his. So this is what you all do.
Why you gotta go taking off the gods?
Your brother removed my hair. You're causing me to bleed. I curse at him in my ancient tongue.
Snaps his fingers again. Every bit of metal that you have on you turns to rubber.
What was this substance?
Try fighting with that. Learn to keep your mouth shut.
These gods have a terrible attitude, don't they?
And he looks at his two Minotaur friends and just waves them towards you guys. They're attacking.
And you've got rubber weapons.
Way to go.
Rubber weapons.
I got pain and I got fear right here. Oh.
All right, so.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Roll initiative, all right.
Yeah, everybody go ahead and roll initiative.
Roll initiative.
Can I get an extra bonus just because I'm angry?
9.
You get 12.
20 and negative? I got a natural 20.
Huh? You didn't need your bonus.
With the negative 10.
Okay, fine. Well, I got a 10 then.
You're bleeding. So I got all your metal.
You still got.
But I'm furiously angry.
17.
So I'm gonna go into rage when it's my turn.
20, not natural.
8, not natural.
It's not a natural
8. It's not
a natural 8.
Nice and done.
I had more initiative.
A little slow and young.
You were 17, Isaac?
Yeah, 17.
Not natural either.
Yo, that's
9. What are these Minotaurs wearing? Do they have metal armor?
Yes,
they do. What are they wearing? Are they wearing a stylish hat?
Khakis.
And a polo.
And a red polo.
I love it.
Khakis.
Oh.
What's his name?
Does anyone have anything red?
Safe driver, say 40%.
No, I got that.
I'm wearing a red cloak. No, I'm not. I've got red boots. Did anyone get one of the red cloaks? Do you have a red cloak? You have a red cloak on? They're bulls.
Unfortunately, the color red does actually. Unfortunately, the color red does nothing to bulls.
Sure.
German legend.
Challenge.
Alright, so Katja is first.
Oh, God.
Protect Yurik.
Yurik wipes the blood off of his nose and wipes it back his ear, takes it, like, smears it across his face, just grunting, balling up his fist. He's ready to go.
Oh, you probably look like a badass.
brewing it.
Blood everywhere.
Smears his zigzag across his bare chest. Brewing it. I'm ready for you. You horny beasts.
Are they charging, like, horns first?
Do they have horns?
Yeah, they're coming down towards you guys.
Do minotaurs have horns?
So, like, do I need to, like, I'm guessing maybe dodge first?
Yeah.
Kind of
so.
Jump out of the room?
Well, you got first shot, so you can, you can attack.
That would be fun.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
I think I'm going to attack with my elven short sword. I'm gonna go for that. And just try to hit. I'm gonna kind of let him pass me a little bit and try to slice to the side right behind the head, like more the neck area, as he's running past.
Who says he misses?
I don't know, but I only rolled a 3.
Oh.
So you're
did
you
get
swing
passed?
And miss.
Do add, what do you add to that? 3?
I don't know.
Dexterity.
Just to see if I.
And proficiency.
Let's see, then that would be at least a 6, like maybe a 11.
Yeah. Then I just want to walk up and shoot him in the face.
What?
11 altogether.
11 altogether?
Yeah.
That's not enough. Alright, so it is Raylan's turn?
Okay.
There's two of them making their way down.
Can I just shoot the hippie god?
I would also like to shoot the hippie guy.
Alright, I'm gonna pull out Persuasion, and I'm gonna take a shot right at the left hole, because I think I've only got one shot with that.
Persuasion or Precision?
Persuasion, my pistol. I'm just gonna take a shot at the left one, because I've never actually shot that yet.
Oh, that's the name of your weapon.
Yeah.
Persuasion would be a good name.
And what would I roll for that? Dexterity?
Yeah.
14.
14
mm-hmm.
misses.
Okay.
I like Precision better.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm just going to take it and throw it.
You're going to throw the gun at him?
After he spent all this time getting
the gun. Shot
it,
Bob, and then take it and throw it.
Alright.
It's basically being heavy club.
Yeah, go ahead and roll performance.
Cool.
Oh.
And I roll the 1.
That's right. All
right, so you chuck it at this guy, and he just takes his arm plate and bounces it, and it comes right back, and it hits you, knocks you in the head, you fall to the ground. So you're going to be minus. Yeah, you're going to skip your next turn.
Cool. You knocked me out with my own gun.
That is great. Hey, Grim.
So, the guy.
Grim was up
number
there.
Number one.
Jumped down.
Is coming down fairly fast, charging.
This one sucks.
That's not the one I wanted. One. Goes after Hurik. Probably because of the red.
Definitely red.
So he charges at you, and you do a little spin move. He misses, goes right on past you,
ha-ha.
And it is Farius' turn.
I'm going to cast Blight.
Can't take that from me.
Okay.
Are any of them injured? None
no.
of them are injured?
No.
Can I cast Blight?
On the god?
You
he's
can
a blighted lord now.
No, I'm gonna attack one of the Minotaur guys, I think.
Okay.
Notice.
Everybody talks about
me.
It, but doesn't have the balls to do it.
we gotta move ourselves.
Yeah, I like
this
my
guy.
Hair.
That's
my hair
why I'm like.
I spent 170 years on
yeah,
that.
Okay.
Okay.
Which
we
knew
when
you
didn't have
the
balls
to
do it. Like, does exactly.
I'm gonna cast it on whoever's the weakest, which none of them may be injured. Okay, well, I'm gonna cast it on whichever one.
Alright, one or two.
Two.
Okay.
Number two for the flatulence.
Yeah, you're farting the whole time.
Does it like burst? Or is it like one
every
long
step
one?
Every step you take and every move
every
you make,
step
it's like.
You take.
Be careful if you throw a fireball.
Every step you make.
Don't slow him in reverse.
can he like cast fireball behind him?
Does it do extra damage?
If you can successfully pull it off, I will allow you to have like jet move. Fireball behind you. But, I mean, yeah, you're gonna have to roll, you know, to see if you can.
Let's think
keep
about
it
how
jet.
You can use this to your advantage.
So do I gotta roll hit for blight? I keep asking.
I don't believe it was. What kind of damage does it do?
8d8 necrotic damage, and it doesn't state that it actually needs to hit. Let's see, instantaneous cast.
No, it's an area effect spell.
Where's my d8? Now it's time for this part of the game.
So is there any way to avoid that then?
You have to save out of it.
Yeah, the animals have to roll, or
yeah, enemies. You need some d8s.
Right.
Yeah, what is the save on that? Did he probably roll out of it?
19 is all I got, and you gotta roll for the Constitution saving throw.
Okay.
If they get it, they get half.
Yeah. You hit him pretty good with it. He decomposes slightly, turns all green, nasty, but he's still charging.
All
right. That's a green ball.
And now it's his turn. Since he's still charging, I'm assuming he's going to go ahead and go after Varius.
Even with all the gas?
That might take it away. So God damn it. So he hits you with his horns, comes down, stabs you with his horns, takes you to the ground, and then just starts pummeling you.
Uh-oh.
Grounded. Oh, no.
And you take 16 damage.
How much health do you even have?
A lot.
Oh, do you?
Because he's been leveling up. All right, it is Hurek's turn.
Right. How close is the one charging him to me? Is that the same one that charged me, or is it the other one that charged me?
I'm not sure exactly how close you guys were together.
Okay. I'm going to... I don't have weapons. I'm going to go into Rage. I'm going to use the Epic Coin. I'm going to attempt to jump and grab the horn of the one, yank him, and throw him back.
Okay.
And it's like, slam him. Hopefully, maybe, like, if I can't break his neck, you injure him pretty bad. Okay. And just let out a roar. Yeah.
Epic coin.
And I'm now enraged.
So go ahead and roll. D12.
D12?
Yeah.
Do you want me to add strength or anything? Or?
No.
No, just straight D12. Eight.
So you take him, slam him to the ground. He takes 8 damage. He's hurting pretty good. It is Trine's turn.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and turn into a giant eagle.
Okay. I was expecting you to turn into a bull. Is that... That bull takes bull. Your turn, right?
No. No, it's a bonus action. And as an eagle, I get 2 attack moves. So, the one that you just knocked down...
I grabbed epically by the horns, twist him, and slammed him down.
Right.
Get it right.
Get it right. It was pretty epic. I used an epic coin. However you think it looked, it was more epic than that.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. For not giving it its epicness.
Exactly. My bloodstained hands grabbed the bull by the horns.
I would like
literally
to attack it with my beak. And I got 16 for hit.
Ooh, nice.
Okay, that hits.
Take out its eyes!
9 piercing damage, and then
you stab him through and he's dead.
Oh, I got my talons too.
Well,
can I still like tear up, rip up the dead thing?
Sure.
Okay.
You want to rip apart the...
So I want to use my talent hit as well.
Okay.
Just love
explain
it.
What you're wanting to do.
So I got 20 on that, not natural, and I just want to like rip at his throat and chest with my talons. All
right. Shred
him up.
So you just make a spectacle of just ripping this cow apart.
Yeah.
Okay. And just blood everywhere.
Flaps her wings, springs, blood everywhere. That would be quite beautiful, actually.
I think so.
I love it.
Now you sound Australian.
That's what he said.
That's a new one.
He doesn't know where it's from.
That's a new one.
Now it's Wysick's turn.
Your character actually has, like,
that guy number
up,
two
trying
is
to make
dead.
Up an accent, and he never actually has one.
I pull out the god sword.
It glows.
And I just go straight at that other charging bull and just try to come down wherever it is that we meet.
Okay, go ahead and roll your d20.
That's amazing. 22.
So yeah, you pretty much slice him in half and he just...
Oh, that's so
fun. Just... collapses two pieces just each
I
side.
Like how much of an overkill we did with these guys because I feel like we're trying to impress the god, you know, so it's like we didn't just kill them.
I'm just looking sad.
I didn't even give them a paper.
Ethically
missed.
Stay out.
Maybe next time.
So now I'm just going to pick up my gun and just kind of dust it off and put it back with once.
So then Arcanon
is
kind
of whimpering to myself.
Very good. Good show. Good show.
I failed miserably.
I would like to take...
Oh, one.
I would like to kind of bow my head down like I'm taking a bow.
All covered in blood.
Yeah, and spread my wings out. Yeah.
I just give a devilish grin and take my blood-stained hands... curl like a horn.
You already
in my
got
forehead.
Blood yeah. pouring out of your eyes
yeah.
and your ears.
I just did this, and it's you know, points across my head. Give a hand gesture of yeah. Whatever.
Was that good enough, or do I need to cut his
the
head
equivalent
off?
Of the equivalent of the finger.
As much as I would like to see that, that is good.
Okay.
That is good.
Just because yeah, I knocked myself down with my own gun. Okay, that doesn't mean.
And then he just kind of snaps his fingers, and the two dead guys just kind of like. Repair themselves, go back together, and then go back up the stairs.
Oh.
Go to each side of them and kneel.
That disturbs the necromancer.
Oh, that's disgusting. Wait, can you teach us how to do that?
It's disgusting because it wasn't him doing it.
I've never seen it from this side before. That's gross.
I don't know, it looked better than that fish.
I remember that. I was hammered.
It says, okay, so what exactly is your guys' plans then?
Well?
No ideas.
Kill Yarrow.
All of our plan or just my plan?
I'm interested in both now.
We want to know if you'd be willing to give aid against your brother Yarrow.
We plan on going to all of your siblings and, asking for help.
Or can you add strength to the already weapons we have or something that will ensure
ask
victory?
Blessings.
Yes, I need more strength.
We were definitely going to use Yarel's weakness of thinking how great he is against him.
That would definitely work.
Walk up, we introduce ourselves, blast him, and then walk away.
As a gift to him, but use it against him?
We were kind of toying with that idea.
So, Katcha.
Yes?
Come forward, please.
Walk forward. That was really straight. Very confidently.
Very confidently.
Even though I sucked at that. Coming forward confidently. Yeah.
So,
you're impressed him the most.
Yes.
He pulls
he
out,
thought she needed
he pulls
the
out
most
these
help.
Things. He pulls out a pair of brass knuckles.
Sweet.
And they're all fancy looking brass knuckles.
Ooh. Do they
and hands them over to you.
Do they have gems embedded in them?
Thank you, my lord.
I'm sure there's gems embedded and they're all gold plated.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Monks or not.
That's true. Oh, yeah, into... I'm not into the worldly possessions.
She hasn't been to the monk temple in years, though.
She still thinks that's pretty.
So as you put them on, a bright white light shines from them. Just...
That's awesome.
Now we have three weapons. Let's jump this god.
Jump this god. Say that out loud.
Why is it now?
What, cut Raylan's head off? No,
they're going to do plus five damage, and you're going to get an extra plus two on your charisma.
Ooh, nice. That is a nice bonus.
She needs that.
I do, because I have negative two charisma. Thank you.
Well, there you go. Now you got zero charisma.
It evens out.
So does that bring it up to a 10 charisma, your total score?
No, 9.
9? So slightly below average charisma.
Yeah, well, you know.
So are you awkward? Are you ugly? Do you stutter? What makes you so awkward?
Socially awkward.
It's a bald head.
Yeah, you know. Not so everybody's into it.
These should help you along your way.
I can't grow hair.
You can't grow hair? I thought you were just shaving it.
No, I can't. I don't know. I just made that
up. Hey, V.
Yeah.
Would you show him that wand? Maybe you can explain what this does.
Pull out the wand.
Pull out a lightsaber.
That's not a wand.
This is a wand.
Yeah, it's in a cover. It's constantly like the long. I can't get to stop. I had to put something over it.
It's kind of somehow.
Right.
Oh, you see that your Schwartz is as big as mine. Now let us see how well you handle it.
This is Yarl's wand.
No. What was his wand?
The dog wand.
Dog
wand.
Dog.
The dog wand.
Dog. What does it do?
I believe it increases the power of your of any spells done. Increases them by two.
Well, so you could blight people and then
by two damage.
You know, do more blight things.
Or two equally on whatever.
Interesting.
These numbers you're talking
about. I definitely won't use it for evil purposes.
I'm sure. And those are Minotaur knuckles.
Thank you.
Can you give us any other insight into Yarl? What might help us defeat this menace to the world?
Yarl is very cocky. As you've probably noticed. He assures he's going to win every time.
Have you guys fought before?
They are brothers.
We have all been fighting for years, but Yarl's the only one that tends to take it to every new territory we go to.
Who won the last time you guys fought?
I was trying to align myself with the most powerful.
To be honest, we all were kind of forced to leave, so...
But
besides that, you guys need to go and take out Yarl.
Wait a second, who forced you to leave?
Who could be so powerful to force you to
force
do
all of you.
I mean,
all of
you are not great and all.
Okay.
Somebody's got daddy issues.
So am I still like smeared in blood and rubber stuff?
All your stuff is
we're
rubber.
We're not talking about
still,
that.
You said the metal. So you said just my metal. So do I still have wooden handles that did belong to my axes?
Yeah, but the metal on the end.
This is like rubber.
It's just like flopping.
Floppy axe.
So you take the rubber off of the axe and got sticks.
Has it stopped bleeding yet?
They're slowly stopping. It's gonna take a little while. So now you're bloody eyes and you have no hair.
And I probably and I probably can't see very well either right now.
Yeah.
Like blood pattern, like smeared over my face.
I'm just kind
you
could
give
rubbing my forehead and soaking.
Blood
eye
problem.
The fact that I've but just like the thing is, like, I streak down my face and I like streak across my forehead, looking like horns and back across
color,
my head.
Color in your hair with your blood.
I take my hand and I like smear like smear across my head. I've got like a zigzag across my chest smeared in blood.
So you guys appear back at the one of the temples.
So instead of two hand axes, I have two axe handles.
And you scare the shit out of one of the priests. What the hell? Where'd you guys come
especially
him.
The priest say, what the hell?
Why did the priest cuss?
What the hell?
And I've got, so I basically have the equivalent of a staff now, too, because my big great axe is now just a staff.
Just a staff.
Yeah.
And so then Marius just starts farting.
Oh, God.
He's starting to really stink. Like, oh, jeez. Jeez.
Well, did you say something? I can't hear you very well.
Arcanon, why?
Where's your Arcanon, why? Where's your nearest bathroom?
Outside, down the street. Go, leave, please.
All right, where to next?
I don't know. Where's the closest
Let's
place?
Go to the Wildlands.
We had that plan. Wildlands. We were going up and...
The Wildlands is next.
Wildlands, yay.
All need a drink.
You
stop
you
drinking.
You always need a drink.
What are you saying there, elf boy?
We're gonna have to find another ship without letting the other guy know that we're looking for another ship. We don't want him to start warning people about it. Because there's
maybe
no way he keeps letting us off.
You're on an island.
It's,
oh, that's right.
Impeding your performance. Your weapons are a little floppy.
I'm throwing off the rubber. I'll still beat you with it like one of those, you know, wacky belt thingies.
And now as you do that, I'm looking at you like, what if that just turned back? You know,
I suggest
just
finding an inn for the night.
Yeah.
And resting. And taking off to find a ship in the morning. Maybe just a couple of us can go find a ship and pay for passage for all of us, and then we can all go on quickly so that we don't maybe match any descriptions that have been given out of our party.
So you guys are going to the end.
Well, I still have my shield. It's made out of wood, but it had metal banding on it, so it's
with
a rubber ball in the middle.
Who's going to get
the ship?
Not
got
you.
The most
not me. Not me.
How close are we to the water?
I have.
I don't think we'd walk that far, really.
You don't have any gold either.
No. So I walk over to the. I walk down to the ocean and jump and start cleaning myself up a little bit.
After you smeared all of yourself.
Well, that's what using as war paint, so now I'm not in war. I can scrub some of it off.
You did that after we were fighting. After we were done.
It was a show of my ferocity.
I think Tasha and I should go try to book passage on this ship.
Well, that's what we call it nowadays.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, the rest of you going to the inn.
Lift the mainsail.
The rest of you going
to
go?
Yeah, let's go to the inn and rest.
All right, so you go to the inn. It's the Ye Olde Windmill Inn.
I'll make my way to the inn after I get myself washed up.
You walk in, there's a big, giant Dragonian dude standing behind the counter serving drinks.
I would like to walk up to the bar and try and like climb up on a bar stool or something so that he can see me.
What can I get you, wee one?
And order a mug of ale.
The biggest mug you got.
The biggest mug you got.
And ask how much the rooms are.
1 gold for the ale. That's as big as your head. The rooms are 2 gold apiece.
Alright, we'll need 5 rooms.
Okay.
And I guess I'll go ahead and bankroll it because I'm feeling generous.
Okay. So then you two are going Katja and Wiseman. I'm gonna go down to
the docks.
Gentlemen, is anybody around here doing passage to the Wildlands?
The Wildlands? Who goes to the Wildlands?
Doing passage.
Or at least over to that continent.
Shut up! We need to get over there! Is anybody going over that way?
Anybody going to the world? This is actually
takes time. Maybe Dazzglow? If they're not going
Is anybody going to Asglow?
Asglow City.
Asglow.
Asglow.
Asglow
City.
Asglow or
something.
No, that's
your ass will glow if you let fire to what you've got coming out of those emissions there, you know.
Technically, them two are the only ones here, so.
That's true. Anyway, so.
Dazzglow, yeah.
You need passage for as 6.
As if he just now decided. You know, we could go to Dazzglow.
That guy over there, he goes to Dazzglow, and he basically makes a triangle all the way over to Arcanium and back down. You could check with him.
All right. Let's go.
Thank you, kind sir.
Sir.
Not you guys.
Oh, no.
Where's the weird one? I still haven't got John to come back. So
we're no. We're traveling, but he will not be traveling with us this
year. Yes, exactly.
He won't be? What about that weird ranger guy?
No, not him either.
We have two very nice older ladies that will be accompanying us on this journey.
Yes.
Two older ladies?
Yes.
We need to go find a healer in Dazzglow.
What? Okay. What'd you do with the...
They're going to stay here in Dragonia. I'm not exactly sure.
I do have to warn you, though, that one of the old ladies...
She's a little gassy.
She's got a lot of gas. And she's very sensitive about it.
Don't they all?
And the other one? Even uglier than the other one smells.
I mean...
After everything that happened, I think it's going to be 20 gold this time.
We assure you there will be no trouble.
Don't listen to her. We never know. It seems like trouble seems to follow us, but yes, we'll pay the 20 gold to you.
Okay. As long as those other two aren't involved.
Nope.
And if somebody could get a hold of John, I have not heard from him since, and I'm a little worried.
Don't worry, I'll take care of that.
Does John have a last name? It'd be easier to
John
find
the
him.
Last name.
John have a
we had to flash this character out more.
That
just
needs
in case
to happen. John,
let him
know you're looking for him.
Is it Dear John?
His name is John Valentine.
John Helmsman.
John what?
John Helmsman.
Elves?
John Helmsman.
Helmsman. Okay, that should be easier to remember.
Well, here's 10 gold from me.
Here's 10 from me as well.
Okay. When do you guys... We're going to be leaving tomorrow morning, first thing in the morning.
All right, we'll be there. Thank you, kind sir.
Captain.
Okay, no trouble this time.
Absolutely. Right, no trouble. We need to rush back to the end.
Yeah, we got
to
rush.
Tell them they need to buy this guy's
Hey, guys. Good news.
And bad news.
Shut up, Patrick.
All good news.
We booked passage.
Awesome.
On the show.
Oh, good. Surely no stipulations, right?
There's one little small problem.
What? I'll say.
It's with the same ship that these two idiots caused trouble on last time.
Don't worry. They think I walked the plank last time.
We promised them they would not be part of the crew going with us.
Well, how are they going to get over there?
We kind of told them that we had a couple old ladies that were going with us. And
that we were escorting.
One's got really bad gas and the other one's really ugly, so we thought it fit.
You'll never dress me as an old lady. I'm a great wizard of Vonda. I'm going to cast mirror image and run around the room so you can't catch me.
Just a cloak and a little cloak.
Put this old lady wig on. Which one of me?
Just a little ashes in the fireplace. We'll
Here's
wake you
the
up
thing.
A little, you'll be fine.
Either you can dress up as the old broad, or you can stay here. I really don't care.
Does anyone have minor illusion?
No.
He's got quite a large illusion. He thinks he's a great wizard.
That's delusion.
Right. Thanks for correcting my language, Jay. I don't know your words.
Alright, so I'm gonna go. Is there any woods nearby?
Well done.
Yeah, I'm sure there are.
Alright, I'm gonna go to the woods and I'm going to make myself a cane.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
You already have a cloak, so don't you?
Yeah,
he's
I do.
Got two
wood staffs. I'm a ranger, of course I've got a cloak.
Hey, I have. I handed the.
Is it the same cloak staff you had last time? Because you might want to change to a different cloak. I
flip it inside.
Yeah.
It's reversible.
I'm going to go.
I'm pretty sure it's a common enough cloak that most people probably have one. So.
Did you get one of the red ones?
Yeah.
No, I didn't get a red one. I just got it. I didn't actually get
it. I used my cloak in the murder. To cover that guy's body.
So you don't
need I need
cloak.
Another one.
That's we'll get Jack and Arcadia.
I need another cloak.
Excuse me, bartender. Is there anybody that would happen to sell any cloaks or wigs at this time of night?
Wigs?
I actually have long white hair as a dark elf.
Oh, thanks.
We'll just put it into a braid coming out the side. There we go. Catch
well, there's
we'll
a clothing shop down the street. What you could try this.
Or is there anyone in here that would like to sell their cloak?
Bunch of old drunk guys. Like, what?
I'll show you a trick if I can get your cloak.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I don't know if I want to know what kind of trick he's talking about.
How attractive is your character?
I don't care.
I'm
going to
show you what me can do. V, show him your special talents.
Those are for John only.
Go under the, go under the table.
Resurrect that man's dinner.
Resurrect that
man's
dinner.
And your pork will come back to life.
Oh my God.
This is the worst pulled pork I've ever had.
This is the half a beef that's on the big spit in the middle of the end. Starts moving right.
Lately.
Never mind, I'll just go to the clothing shop.
I want to make my way to the blacksmith and see if the blacksmith has any service I can do to work off some new axe heads.
Can I ask the bartender if he needs help around the bar? I have zero money.
I guess go in the back and wash some dishes. And the blacksmith's down the street down there.
So I walk to the blacksmith.
Okay. This guy beating on some metal.
Chink, chink, chink.
Dragonian?
Yeah.
Master Dragonian.
Yeah.
I need some axe heads replaced, but I'm short on coin. Would you have any? Would you have any service I could do in exchange for some decent quality axe heads?
You want to work?
Yes.
For
some
axe heads?
Yes.
I don't know. I got some rats running around the back. I guess if you can go kill them.
All right. Crack my neck. Crack my knuckles. Go pound some rats.
Go pound rats.
So.
It's like Oblivion, just punch the rats.
No, I've got a couple axe handles. I got my longer ones.
Trying to beat rats.
Club
with
the rats.
A stick.
Beat them with rat club.
Alright. So you go in the back and there's little rats running around all over the place. There's like four of them.
Alright, so.
Roll.
Five.
You can't kill those rats.
A five, you miss.
No, I got an eight. Got my strength.
Well, you just put a bigger dent in the ground than you did before.
Try swinging another one. The same thing.
I'm getting new die.
I am.
You're just making dents in the ground.
There we
14
go.
On the next one.
14, you squish that one.
Try to squish another one.
Horrible sound.
Five.
Five.
They're kind of, you know, squirrely.
Blacksmith. What the hell are you doing to my floor?
I'll fix that.
I can fix it.
There we go.
22.
22. All right. You do a side swing and you knock out two of them.
Then I try to think, pull out the two shorter ones. Think, Steve. And I go to swing it.
You're just going to rant and just start flailing.
Windmilling it.
You're going to windmill it?
Oh, yeah. You're going to run in circles.
Natural 20.
Oh!
Oh my God.
Alright, so you windmill and you take out the rat, but you also like destroy the guy's house too. Oh.
What the hell are you doing?
Did you want the rat dead or not?
I want the house too.
I'll fix it. So I start picking everything back up.
I'll fix it.
Smoothing out the dirt floor. Jeez. Pick up the rat carcasses and throw them outside.
Here's a couple axes. Get the hell out of my shop.
Alright. So I got my axes back.
Alright.
So I don't have my great axe. But what about a head for my great axe?
He's like, here, he just takes a... He goes, it ain't an axe, but here. He just takes a big chunk of metal and sticks it on top. So now you got a big mace.
Okay, great mace.
Yeah.
Great mace. Alright, I'm in the... clothing shop.
Okay.
Who's working at the clothing shop? A man or a woman?
It's a woman.
She's, oh no.
She's sewing on this big elegant dress looking thing.
Token's band.
Hello, my fed lady. I'm here looking for a cloak for my mother.
For your mother,
huh? For my mother.
A present for your mother.
Yes, I feel that, you know, we should celebrate our mom every day.
Oh, of course you should. That sounds great.
So I was wondering if you have something that my mother would like. She's kind of a skinny, well, I hate to say, but a kind of an ugly woman.
That's
mean. But I love my mommy so.
So I came to find something that would
cover her
up. Bring beauty to her.
Help her feel pretty.
And I would feel pretty. Your shop could do that.
She wants to feel pretty.
What colors does she like?
Not either like a pink or a lilac, something very feminine.
A pink. We do have a very beautiful pink that I just made the other day.
Okay.
It's a dress with a lot of fringe and floral looks to it.
That sounds lovely.
Oh, it is.
Do you have anything to tie in her hair either? She has nice white hair that would, you know, something to complement.
You know,
that.
I think these lavender bows, if you were to tie them up like this, it would look beautiful with this pink dress.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. What?
You got an ant. Huh? Ant too over there.
He's got his own cloak.
Oh, that's right.
I do. I'm just gonna have to figure out how to hide my weapons.
How much are you in? Are you interested in selling this lovely piece?
Well, I handmade this myself, and it's made with some of the finest materials around.
Finest materials.
But I can probably let it go for 10 gold.
Oh,
10 gold. And an extra gold for the lavender bow.
10 gold, I just don't know if I can do that. But did I tell you? You remind me of a much beautifuler version of my mother. You just really... Just give me that warm, fuzzy feeling. Is there any way that you could just do this for 6 gold? I mean, really, I mean, you just make me feel like you're my mom.
Two minutes again. You remind me of my mother. Can I just do 6?
You seem like a sweet boy. You really do, but I have to have at least 8.
Roll for initiative. Do not, great wizard, this. Do not get us banned.
Killer burn shop down.
For 8 gold, I would be honored for my mother to wear this.
Well, thank you. Will you be taking the lavender bow, too?
Oh, I thought that was included.
No,
in
it's
the
an
eight
extra
gold.
Gold,
in the 8 gold. That's misleading. Burn the shop down.
Shut up, Barius.
Yes, I'll take it.
Stop putting evil notions.
Thank you.
You're not there.
The ones they don't need the company.
Do you have any other scraps of fabric that maybe you could throw in that my aunt could maybe use as a shawl over her head? Just nothing fancy. But I don't have any. I just can't spare the coin right now. But I'd love to get my My mother's sister a little something, too.
You know what? I think I have some scraps in the back.
Oh, bless him.
She goes in the back and she pulls out a bunch of different colors of like lace and all different colors, but they're like small little scraps stuff.
I don't have enough gold and spear.
Thank you so much.
So, which color would you like?
Oh,
lace frilly.
Lace.
Yes, definitely the lace.
The white lace?
Or Vargas.
Like those ones for you.
Is that a lovely white yellow?
Yellow?
Yes, that would look lovely.
Sunflower yellow, yes.
Ugly mustard color.
Thank you. And it's been such a pleasure. I will tell everybody where I shop.
Oh, thank you, son. And give kindest regards to your mother.
Thank you.
I'm going to say he deserves some XP for that. That was beautiful.
200 experience.
That brought a tear to my eye.
Even get XP from that.
200 experience for a well-done conversation with no murder involved.
You didn't get us banned from the shop.
Yeah. That deserves some
XP in and of itself.
Right, so is everybody done?
Yeah.
I'm making my
pay. Acid on her.
Yeah.
And I'm
sure we got some acid.
Let's see. Let's see here. I need to find a way to hide my weapons, too, because I've got way too many of them to be an old grandma.
I could put them in the bag of holding.
No, I don't trust you with that.
Bag of holding.
You have the bag of holding on you? I do have the bag of holding.
She's been around since the beginning of time.
I wish I had the bag of holding.
Since the beginning of time.
No one's ever going to give you the bag of holding. I don't.
You'll just use it for evil.
Okay, actually, yeah, I will give you all except my pistol. I will give you all of that because I'm going to hide my pistol somewhere within my
pistol, the one you threw and...
And I picked it up and kind of dusted it off.
The one that's out of bullets?
It's a temporary. I'm not going to write it in.
Do I actually need bullets for that? Because you said it was something magic. I don't know. Do I need bullets for that?
What?
Because you said it was magic, but I can only fire it like once. Every like, how many turns was it?
I don't remember.
Okay. I thought it was like every two turns I could fire it. But...
I have some bags of marbles. That would be good for two
marbles. Marbles.
He could sell them to you.
Good to know.
He can maybe challenge you to like a little archery shooting competition, marble.
I could sell off my fiddle, but there is no way on earth I'm doing that.
So we need to get to bed early so we can get up and get these two done up.
Done up.
It's time to go to the ship tomorrow.
Alright, I'm gonna rub some dirt in my hair and then like so it looks like old and granny-ish. I don't know. I'm trying to make myself look like a hobo granny.
Okay. He just looks like a dirty old man.
And you're making your way back to the...
Put my hood up, dude. Like, put my hair all down.
I feel that they might recognize his white hair. Maybe we should do a little dyeing. Let's see if there's some berries
mine's like a blonde.
Something.
Smash berries. Cover him in dresses.
You know, Grandma sometimes had that blue hair tint, so some blueberries or something might go very well.
That would look quite lovely. And it smells better. That would look quite smell better, too.
We ask the innkeeper if he has blueberries?
Blueberries? Why don't you just ask for hair dye? Or is that not a thing in this time, in this age?
I wouldn't imagine
dye
they have
for the clothing.
Like regular hair dye.
Dye.
If you had like cloth dye, it would like
blueberries. Would
or the bartender might have
I should
some
probably
kind
give
of berry
my
drink
too.
Or something
that we should soak.
Stick your head out the window.
It's for your own good.
Comb it through, give a nice streaky effect.
I like.
All right, did you make your way back to the inn?
Give a couple little curls.
And dressed as an old
we're
lady.
We're gonna braid it and put a bow in it.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I'm not yet. I'm gonna give her my armor. All my weapons except for my pistol. And,
what are you going to store your pistol?
I'm going to hide that, like, in my
bra.
Vest. In my vest.
I don't need to give him boobs!
Oh, no.
You guys
got to
come up with boobs.
So I walk down to the tavern.
And we can
barkeep.
Steal the pillows from the inn.
Yes, stop.
And
the sheets
as I turn around,
you're saying
this
all in front of the bartender?
No, we're not.
We can steal the pillows. Hey, now, guys.
I turn around and say, I was going to go ask for some
Paul Mellon. We need boobs. We need the pillows. Bartender.
We need to give them some dirty pillows.
I was gonna go out for some melons, but that looks even better.
This is almost as weird as the story about John.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, this is mild. All
right, so you guys are all going to sleep for the night?
Did we get any berries or liquor from the bartender?
He's like, well, I got berries.
What are you going to dye my hair
I got some berries in the back. They're out of season, so, I mean, they're going to be a little expensive. But.
Never mind. Let's just braid it up.
Yeah, it's already night, you know.
Like, yeah.
I'll give you 1 gold for the berries.
Well, I know I want the berries.
We'll give you a couple berries.
That works. Deal.
So what kind of berries are you getting?
All right, let's go up to the room
my hair
and have Varius lay his head over.
I'm washing dishes for money.
Oh, that's right. So go back and get the dishes.
Just bunch of dirt in it. It's gonna take
are there other dishwashers back there?
Well, he's not paying attention, which is from the berries in his hair.
Okay, so we're going to walk up behind V. Oh, sorry.
So, yeah. All right, so you guys are going to bed for the night.
Okay.
How much money did I make washing dishes?
You made 5 gold.
Yes, that money again.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and hand out XP.
Cool. Yay.
Yeah, we fought.
So what all did you guys do?
Epically.
Okay, so we fought the mentors. We talked to...
Overkilled.
We also didn't get any XP for the last year.
Yeah, so we got to go back to the last
year. I sliced them. 1.5.
We built blanket forts.
We did.
I learned windmill technique.
Okay. Wyzik gets 600 XP.
I was kind of the voice for everyone in front of the gods,
true.
Too.
Yeah,
I
was the spokesman. Everybody gets 100 XP for the battles.
Okay.
The whole John story, both of you two get... an extra 400 XP.
Okay.
Gosh, you get an extra 200 more than that, so you get 600.
Okay.
Remind me what else you guys did.
Learned the windmill technique.
Learned the windmill. I'll give you 100 XP for that.
I pretty much sucked the soldier.
I'll give you 50 XP for that.
I pissed off the gods and made them want to try to punish me, but then I still epically turned that into a throwing of a minotaur around.
I'll give you an extra 50.
I farted a lot.
Extra 50.
I knocked myself out with my own gun.
That should be negative.
Negative 20, right?
Yeah, negative 20.
He doctored the clothes shop lady.
You get an extra 400.
He finished a conversation without murder, which is something I can't.
Wait, we get all funded for the battle.
Hey,
kill
rats. I came up with the idea of disguising them as old women.
That deserves something.
That was really good. Yeah. What
was it, extra
100? Yeah.
I killed rats.
I don't get any 20. Extra for a spokesperson.
Yeah, she deserves something.
I gave you extra for spokesperson, but...
I didn't write anything.
All right, 100.
100? Overkill. You just said everyone gets 100. That's all I've gotten so far.
Yeah, she did the overkill on the eagle. That was pretty
cool. That was pretty epic.
Cool. Another 100.
we gotta, team up to convince Brian to kill.
It's a team effort.
Here's 100 for all the battles. Now we get 400
I didn't get shit compared to most people. I don't do crazy shit. He rewards... Wild
I almost
shit.
Burnt down that church last time with my house.
I stopped the church fire. Yes.
100
she did.
I shanked a priest.
For starting and preventing the church fire.
50.
I actually lost experience in this.
Did he ever get experience for learning how to finger that eagle?
I'm trying to make him negative. You went down a level.
It was a mechanical eagle.
Oh, yeah. That was a while ago. I was there.
I think he got XP for that. I'll give you 200.
For fingering the eagle.
For fingering the eagle over and over again.
You did something. Did you get XP for for the whole at the shop with the ink and all that? Did you get XP for that one?
I don't think so.
We need paper.
The paper.
Yeah,
that's when I got the ink, buying the paper.
Oh yeah,
you got XP for all that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, I couldn't remember how far back we've gotten.
I gave you another 100.
Oh okay, thank you.
Jesus.
Oh,
okay.
I can't hear very well.
Yeah, I don't know. Either.
She's definitely one ear and can't hear out the other.
Is everybody good now?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Stab you with a pencil.
All right, and we're gonna call that Thanks for listening.
When there's trouble, they'll say our name. We're not that bad, kind of okay. We'll help out, but only for pay. Heroes of media.